Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Just 3.5 years ago, Apple created an entire sector of the tech market out of thin air. It released the iPad, and that ushered in a wave of cheaper tablet computers that are now everywhere. The Nook, the Surface, the Kindle, the Nexus. But sales numbers for tablet computers have cooled to a chill. It seems like everyone who wants or can afford one of these devices already has one. So where do things go from here? Joining us now for our regular tech segment is Hiawatha Bray, who covers technology for the Boston Globe. Hiawatha, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And Hiawatha, just in terms of some sales numbers on tablets, Apple sales down more than 9%, Acer down 63%. This is both since last year. So why aren't people buying tablets like they once did?
Well, I think it's really pretty obvious. They're the victims of their own success. First, huge numbers of people have bought these. I think something like half the households in America have a tablet now, something like that.
Wow.
It's a really huge number. I don't have it in front of me, but it's something on that order. But once you've got one, you really don't need to get another one for a long, long time.
Just they last a long time?
Oh, absolutely. And also, you have to remember that the apps that run on these tablets, by the very nature of how these apps work, they're relatively low-powered. They don't need a lot of advanced computing features. And as a result, you don't need a state-of-the-art machine to run them on. Now, you really can't be running. You don't want to run the absolute first-generation iPad because you can no longer upgrade the first-generation iPad. But if you've got a second-generation iPad that came out about, what, 2.5, 3 years ago? It's fine. It runs the latest Apple software. It won't be as fast, but it's perfectly fine. And there's just no good reason to run out and buy another one. And by the way, can I confess another little secret I've discovered about tablets?
Please.
I have one. I have an iPad. Actually, my wife bought it. And then one day she looked up and she said, you know what? I never use this thing. I'm always on my computer.
Ah.
And I have a laptop. I use the tablet, but not that much because I am a writer and I sit down in front of it and I want to use Microsoft Word and I can't really do that on, well, you can now.
So you need a full-fledged keyboard, basically, which a tablet doesn't give you.
Exactly. And when you talk about students, for example, and I'm writing about students going to college or high school, I always say, don't get a tablet, get a laptop of some kind because it gives you more versatility. And so tablets are more entertainment and media consumption devices. They're somewhat limited. And people are beginning to realize this. They are not going away. They are continue to grow in terms of sales, but mostly lower end, lower price tablets, and largely outside the United States.
Hiawatha, a question about the point you made about the quality of these tablets being sort of high enough that they last a long time and therefore aren't replaced as often. And maybe this is kind of a conspiratorial question, but is there any chance that manufacturers will start making the tablets a little lesser quality so they won't last as long and people will replace them more often?
I just don't see that happening because it would just be crazy. There is always going to be somebody out there who's going to compete for better quality. And I mean, you look at what's going on in China. Come on. I mean, if Apple, certainly Apple would never do that. That would destroy their brand. But if a company like Samsung or Acer started doing that, then Chinese companies like Huawei would come in and say, oh no, we're going to make a better tablet and sell it for less. And people would just buy that. No, there's no way that's going to happen. Something similar has happened to the PC market, which also cooled in part for the same reason. PCs lasted longer and longer, and you didn't just need to rush right out and buy a new one.
So you, in your column this week, write about a device that is sort of a combo of things. Tell us about this new combination device.
Right. Well, this is, I think, one of the hopes that they have to reignite the market. If you could come up with a tablet that was somehow something extra, and Asus, which is like the third or fourth, I think actually the fourth or fifth most popular tablet maker in the world, has come up with something called the Padfone X, which is actually a rather clever approach. What it basically is a smartphone that snaps into the cradle on the back of a 9-inch tablet. You pay for, in effect, the phone. It sells for $199 with a 2-year contract from AT&T. And that's how much you'd normally pay for a high-end phone. But you get this 9-inch tablet as well. The tablet only works when you snap the phone into it. But when you do, it becomes a full-fledged Android tablet, and it works quite well. And so the best reason to get something like this is, A, it's really different, and B, it's actually a very good value because it costs less than buying a separate tablet and a phone, and also you can use the same data plan on both, so you can use your 4G data on your tablet as well as your phone. It's a really good deal. It's not a state-of-the-art by any means, but it's a really innovative attempt to try to come up with some way to revitalize the market. Time will tell whether it works.
works.
Any chance on that whether the idea that you have to sort of snap in or slide in a part is going to have people worrying about losing pieces or lugging around different pieces? Do you see that as a potential sales?
I don't think that is a problem here, because if you want a tablet, you're going to be carrying it. Obviously, we're all already carrying phones. The point is, yeah, you just take your phone, snap it into the tablet, it turns into a tablet. I don't think that is the real issue. I think the issue is that some people are going to say, well, you know, I really want something that's absolute state of the art. And in neither case, I mean, this phone is not state of the art. This tablet is not state of the art. But put together, it's a reasonably good value. I'm not sure American audiences are necessarily going to embrace it. But if you're looking to save some money and come up with something really cool and innovative, it's not a bad choice.
That's Hiawatha Bray. He covers technology for the Boston Globe, and he's a regular Radio Boston guest. You can find a link to his latest piece at radioboston.org. Hiawatha, thank you.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, author Lois Lowry joins us to talk about her children's book, The Giver, becoming a major movie. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.